This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
It's halftime, and welcome back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, home of the University of South Dakota Coyotes. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, home of the South Dakota State Football Championships. Had a couple of games yesterday, a three-game slate today, and two tomorrow here as we wrap up another season here of high school football in South Dakota. And, of course, we want to thank our great sponsors here. Our Mirror Family Hair Care brings us our scoreboard update. And, Jeff, the scoreboard here today, 18-6 Howard. Warbirds strike early, 6-0. Howard comes back immediately, a three-play drive to tie it at 6. And since then, nobody has done anything spectacular. But Howard just keeps chipping, moving down the field, and scoring touchdowns.
Well, the play you might want to go back to is after Woolsey Westington held it about 5 minutes, scored. Howard answered in about three plays to tie it at 6. Woolsey Westington went down to, got stopped at the 2-yard line with a chance to take the lead. And, well, I wouldn't call it a huge momentum swing. That kind of changed the outlook here. And then Howard, They punted, but then ran a couple of fakes. They got the ball back, flipped the field. There was that interception as well. You know, and Howard just made a few extra plays there after they were tied at 6.
The interception, kind of the big one for me. Woolsey Westington strikes first with 7:07 to play in the opening quarter. Peyton Rainford from 2 yards out. The two-point run in unsuccessful. An 11-play, 65-yard drive takes 4:53 off the clock. Warbirds lead 6-0. One more score in the opening quarter, 5:59. It was right after the Warbirds score. Tate Miller from 43 yards out. They missed the extra point. And after a quarter, we're tied at 6. Second quarter, again, all Howard, 6:09 to play in the second. Luke Kepsel, a 17-yard pass from Carson Hinker. Another unsuccessful two-point conversion. And Luke Feldhaus scores right before the break on another pass from Carson Hinker. And, you know, I said it before, they don't throw the ball a lot, but they're good at it. Hinker is 4-for-4 for a couple of touchdowns today. They don't do it a lot, but they do it efficiently.
They did it when they needed to, and it was the perfect call at the perfect time, all four of those completed passes. You know, for the Warbirds, they knew it had to be coming at some point, but until they showed it, there's not much he can do. And, you know, that their first completion that went for a touchdown in particular opened by 20 yards.
There was nobody close. Hinker is 4-for-4 for 53 yards and 2 touchdowns. Rushing, Tate Miller, 7 carries, 66 yards and a score. Colt Becker, 6 carries, 16 yards. Weston Remmers, 4 carries, 15 yards. Carson Hinker, 2 carries, 9 yards. Luke Kepsel, a carry for 21 yards. So already, there you go, 5 different players carrying the ball for the Howard Tigers.
Yeah, they just keep you on your toes. You can't key on anybody. And again, there really hasn't been a lot of explosive plays by Howard. Probably their most explosive was the interception and then also the 50-some-yard punt. Yep. Other than that, it's been old-school Woody Hayes football.
Ironically, they have 2 of their 3 touchdowns in the air. Luke Kepsel, 2 catches, 41 yards and a score. Colt Becker, a catch for 10. And Lucas Feldhaus, 1 catch, 2 yards, 1 touchdown. That's, if you're going to have a line, that's a pretty good state championship line.
That's called efficiency.
Caleb passing is 12-19 for 107 and a pick. He's been sacked once as well. Caleb Richmond also leading them on the ground. 7 carries, 11 yards. Well, not leading them in yardage. Peyton Rainford, 4 carries, 18 yards. And Rainford does have the only touchdown, again, almost ironically on the ground, because the Warbirds, 11 carries for 29 yards, have done nothing special on the ground, but that's where their touchdown came.
Well, Caleb comes a little bit of an asterisk because that sack, which was a huge loss, that comes off the rushing yardage, which I never put that on the quarterback's rushing yardage because, to me, he's not trying to run the ball when that happens.
I honestly thought that came off your passing yardage.
I think in the NFL it does.
Oh, is that how? Maybe that's why I
think
came
so
up with that.
Statistic guy over here might know that.
Receiving, Peyton Rainford, a catch for 21. Colin Hughes, 4 catches for 12. Moshe Richmond, 6 for 67. No touchdowns passing. They got the 1 touchdown rushing here. And the 1 turnover is kind of the big one there, is that that interception. That not only turns that possession around, but kind of the momentum.
Well, to me, the 2 big plays were Woolsey Westington getting stopped at 4th and goal at the 2, and then the interception. Those were probably the biggest swings that took things towards Howard.
Now, we have seen this Woolsey Westington team score and score quickly, so don't think this one's over. It is far from it. Halftime here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, Howard 18, Woolsey Westington 6. We'll send it back to the studios here for 2 minutes. We'll come back and have a conversation with yet another Duffy on Dakota Sports. Back in 2 minutes on KOKK.
Stop into Shooter Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Bauman Agency of Huron is a full-service Pioneer Seed Service Center with crop insurance and precision planting. That's Bauman Agency. Give Kurt, Louise, Callie, or one of their friendly staff a call today at 605-353-1112. That's Bauman Agency of Huron. Call Kurt, Louise, Callie, or any of their informative staff at 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency of Huron.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Here at halftime, Wolsey Wessington trailing Howard 18-6. This is the 9A championship game. Last night we had the 9AA game. Second seed at Hamlin destroying Parkston in that one. Let's see, the final in that one, 32-8. And we had a 9B game yesterday. It was a morning game. Sully Buttes beats Falkton 34-14. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror bringing us scoreboard updates. And Jaron Duffy here with us. And Jaron, one of the guys that used to play the commercial back at the studio for the scoreboard updates here. A one-time part-timer at the radio station. Come a long way. Now you're employed here at USD.
Yeah. My first job in high school was running the board for local games, Twins games, and all that fun stuff. But yeah, now here at the University of South Dakota, over 5 years, my sixth football season. So current role is associate AD for fan engagement here.
So we were talking to you here at this very same spot in 2020 when Wolsey Wessington was here. That was the COVID year. Now, you had just come back at that point. What was your title at that point? Do you remember? Was it the same or was it not the same?
It was different. Yeah, I was director of marketing and promotions then. So primary job is to sell tickets to games, write the game script. So coordinating all the media timeouts, programming that, making sure all the sponsorship inventory is taken care of. From there, I got a promotion to assistant AD for marketing. So within that role, same responsibilities plus overseeing the ticket office. And now in my current role, associate AD for fan engagement, I oversee the marketing department. We've got two assistant directors that take care of the game scripts, oversee the communications department, media relations there, the ticket office, our creative department, which has kind of exploded over the last few years. Social media is big, streaming's huge, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And then also overseeing our sponsorship department, Coyote Sports Properties.
Well, that's got to be fun. I know a lot of people would think any sports job would be fun, but it sounds like you got the funnest of the sports jobs, a lot of, like, the social media and the creative side.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a challenge at times, too. You got to keep up with everything going on. You don't want to fall behind in any aspect, really, but certainly a lot of fun working in sports. It's tough to beat showing up to the Dome and the Sanford Coyote Sports Center every day for work.
Calling
up
that
to
your job.
calling that your job. So A lot of fun for sure, and it's cool to be a part of events like this as well.
So then the South Dakota High School Activity Association comes in to have a football championship here. What's your guys' – is it just they rent the place, or you guys still have to run it, right?
Yeah, they rent the place, but we work really well with the Activities Association. They provide any video board assets, so all those sponsors are sold through the Activities Association, and then it's my crew that gets them on the board, executes them at the right time, plays the music, gets a live video up on the board. Our ticket office still tickets this event as well. So one that's really fun to be involved with, and I think our crew really enjoys being a part of these games as well.
All right, I'm going to make you do your job a little bit here. So tell me what's hot at USD. I want to talk about badminton. You know what I'm talking about. That kid is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
That kid is amazing.
Yeah, Miles Krowski's a freshman here at the University of South Dakota. Won a silver medal in the Paralympics in Paris this past summer. So really cool. He won that. I think he was in school for like a week, went to Paris, and then was there for 2 or 3 weeks, then came back and just rolled right back into classes. So pretty cool way to kick off your freshman year at USD. But pretty cool to see what he's done.
Obviously, you had that. USD football, pretty good?
Yeah, USD football is currently ranked number 5 in the nation. They're at North Dakota this week, hoping to pick up a win there, and that sets up a huge game a week from tomorrow, November 23rd. North Dakota State's number 1 in the nation. They come to the Dakota Dome to take on number 5 USD, and that would be for a share of the Missouri Valley Football Conference Championship. So huge game there. It's a lot of fun. You get football rolling, get the dome packed. It's a lot of fun. And then after that, we're hoping it's playoff season.
And, of course, football, the big one, gets all the pub. What else is going on with the University of South Dakota? What other sort of teams or whatever things do you got going on that's having some success?
Yeah, November is about as busy as it gets, so our volleyball team is always up towards the top of the Summit League standings. They're closing out their regular season on Tuesday against South Dakota State here in Vermilion, and then they're on to the Summit League tournament and hope to win that and get to the NCAA tournament again. Both men's and women's basketball seasons have started as well, so it's kind of crazy getting all the sports rolling at once. It's kind of nuts. Basketball's already up and running, but our Coyote men's basketball team has 3 wins on the year already. And the women's basketball team takes on Nebraska at the Sanford Pentagon on Saturday, so a really cool opportunity there.
Oh, cool. So if we do want to come down to that game, you said that's November 22nd, the number 1, number 5?
Yeah, November 23rd, a week from tomorrow. Tickets available, goyotes.com. It'll be a packed house, so get them while you still can.
That's something that's going to sell out, probably,
oh, yeah,
right?
that'll be a packed one, yep.
All right, so we'll try to get some tickets for that. That's the next big event for you, but it sounds like every day kind of a big event here at USD.
It is. That's what makes it fun, though. There's always something going on. Like today, you roll up to the office, and we just roll right into a state championship football game, so tough to beat that.
Did you ever imagine when you were going to school that this is where it would end up, this is how it would be?
No, going into school, I didn't really have any idea, but I did kind of imagine it would end up somewhere in sports. So it's kind of cool to see where we're at now, but also at the same time, it's like, yeah, this kind of makes sense knowing myself in high school.
Was that a chip off the old block situation here with Mr. Sports next
to
you?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, you're coming to all these games growing up. I think that certainly had an influence on it.
Real good, Jared. Well, thanks so much for joining us here at halftime. Great job. You guys do always a great job here with the championships, with everything at USD. We'll keep in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, Jared Duffy there. You say it for me.
Associate AD for fan engagement.
Associate AD for fan engagement at USD. All right, thanks, Jared. Have yourself a good one. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the studios for, let's take a quick 30. We'll come back in 30. We'll talk second half on KOKK.
The 281 Travel Center in Wolsey is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. The 281 Travel Center has it all. A family restaurant with daily lunch and supper specials. An ATM, casino, icy drinks, Caribou coffee, each cup made with fresh coffee beans. And many numerous snacks and drinks. The 281 Travel Center is locally owned and has been for over the past 30 years. Everyone at the 281 Travel Center and Rolling Wheel Restaurant wishes the Warbirds the best of luck in tonight's game.
Dakota Sports.
Well, we've thanked, of course, the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us our scoreboard updates. We'll have Gary Zell Auto Glass. He's our post-game report sponsor. We'll have that, of course, afterwards. The Mirror Family Hair Care, our scoreboard updates, Gary Zell Auto Glass. South Dakota Attorney General's Office brings us our game officials. And kind of thanking these people again because this is the last game of the football season. And we alluded to this earlier. I started during basketball, so this is actually a 19th season of football here. But very appreciative of all the coaches in the area, all the fans, all the people that kind of keep it going. Sometimes we log a lot of miles, and sometimes we get a little tired, and it's always nice. It always kind of energizes me anyway to have somebody say, hey, I caught the game. That was awesome. Or I was in the tractor. I would have missed it without you. Whatever the situation. It always pumps a little life into you.
Yeah, it's just fun. You know, you do get the, you know, the feedback. Mostly good, sometimes bad. You just take the bad as it goes.
Roll with the punches.
But the bottom line is, that's why I'm in the business I'm in is to do this.
So for Woolsey Wessington, crucial, I think, third quarter drive here, or the opening drive of the third quarter is what I'm trying to spit out. You really, really have to stop Howard on this drive. There's no way you could let him score. Again, a lot of football left, second half just ready to get underway, but...
Well, we'll see if, first off, are we going to see our first free kick get kicked away? Well...
Here's the run-up.
There was no tee. They just had the ball on its side, and nearly Moshe Richmond got to that. It was jumped on right at the last second by Cole Becker. Just right as he kicked, I noticed no tee. He just had the ball sideways on the field.
You will see so many different kickoff setups through the course of one game with this team. You really, it's almost like you never know what's coming.
Well, neither team has done a kickoff like you would expect a kickoff to be done.
So the Howard Tigers, first drive of the second half, first and 10, their own 40, or just across it, shy of their own 41. Howard 18, Woolsey Wessington 6, second half just underway at the Dakota Dome. A wing right, couple of backs for Carson Hinker under center on a first and 10. Hinker 4 for 4 in the passing game with two of their three touchdowns. The other touchdown, Miller, he'll get the first run of the second half. Near side, he picks up about 4.
Yeah, nice tackle over there. Moshe Richmond was in on the stop, along with number 20, Isaiah Sabalier. And again, 4 yards at a crack. That's gonna get you down the field, and that's all. You know, that was a successful first down play for the Howard Tigers.
Howard on the day, 22 rushes, 129 yards. That's 5.9 per rush, and that's two rushes is a first down, so... That's definitely a number that the Warbirds are going to have to shore up. Here's a double wing single back on a second and 6 from their own 45. Hinker under center. Pitch near side is Becker. Becker across inside the 45. Head down, and he's wrapped up and tackled. They give him all the way to the 48. Okay, well, they're backing it off a little bit now.
Well, Colin Rainford played that very well, and then jumping in right after him was Colin Hughes, and again, it looked like it was going to open. It did close up, but again, about 3 yards on the play. Again, Howard, pretty much the way they like to operate.
I want to say that was a little bit of a generous spot here for the Howard Tigers, but they will set up on a third and a long 2. Inker will go under center, split backs, and one wide to the right is number 4, Weston Remmers. They'll give the handoff, though, to Miller near side, and he will pick up the first down.
Yeah, he did get it by about a yard. Originally, I thought they got him stopped right at it, but they do get it by about a first down. And again, here's Howard in Woolsey-Wessington territory and just grinding it out.
Tigers will go first and 10 from the Warbird 47-yard line. Gary Zell Auto Glass will bring us our post-game report. Thanks to Gary Zell for... hanging out for another season here on Dakota Sports. Here is Hinker under center, double wing, single back, first and 10, Warbird 47, 10:07 to play here in the third quarter. Tigers leading 18-6, and immediately hit after the handoff.
Colin Hughes just came in there and wrapped up on, I think that was Becker.
Yep, Colt Becker, a short dive. They seem to like to... dive Colt. He's listed as the fullback, but as you've seen, there really is no fullback in this situation.
Pretty much all their formations are between the hashes. I don't know if they've split anybody. I can't remember them splitting anybody out wide yet.
Yeah, maybe a couple of plays. Wing left and split backs. Hinker fakes the handoff, and here comes a flag, and I think that'll be motion. Yeah, that's a false start against the Tigers.
And I was just noticing Woolsey Wessington was really creeping everybody up into the box, and Howard was going to counter that, and it looked like the guy that they were going to go look for there was Tate Miller, because he came off that left wing, and he was heading down the middle of the field when the whistle blew.
Just four total penalties here. Two on the Tigers, 10 yards. Two on the Warbirds, 10 yards. Not a lot of hankies out today. That was something Wolsey Westington had some problems with against Wall. I want to say they had seven or eight false starts, just false starts in that game. 10 total penalties. And Wall had a bunch as well. So sometimes that lends it to maybe it was who was blowing the whistles. But here's a quick run by the quarterback. Hinkery's ahead to the 50. And this is going to set up a third and long.
And again, that was swallowed up. Sabalier and Moshe Richmond has read that perfectly. And yeah, third and long, you would assume Howard is going to put the ball in the air, but they don't always do the obvious in situations here.
Hinker on the day, still perfect through the air. Hinker, 4 out of 4, 53 yards, 2 of those first half touchdowns. Now on a third and about 13 from midfield. Hinker under center, double wing, single back. And they will hand it off. It's Becker near side, and he has dropped at the line of scrimmage. Well, maybe a one-yard gain, but that's what the Warbirds needed.
And Becker actually ran into one of his own guys, so that pretty much stopped the play right there. And then you had Rerick and Moshe Richmond there just to swallow it up. So, yeah, a successful defensive stand here. Now you just have to make sure you do secure possession here. Remember, Howard has ran one fake punt already.
See Ryder Jensen out there on a little bit of defensive end, and Jensen generally not in the defensive plan. I don't know if maybe somebody's a little dinged up, or maybe they're just moving things around a little bit. Here's the punt. Anchor puts the foot to it. Nice kick. It's going to take a bounce around the 20 and bounce. Oh, it didn't bounce out of bounds.
Oh, he got a nice little curve there to come back infield. And, boy, that's been a couple of very effective punts. That one's going to be, I think, 41 yards. And amazing, 41-yard punt, and it brings his average way down.
That was not misplayed by the Wolsey Westington Warbirds. That punt was headed for the sideline. That punt was going out of bounds.
Well, as Coach,
just bounced just right.
As Coach Peters always said back in the day in Huron, there's a reason why a football has 2 points on it, because you don't know what direction it's going to go.
Speaking of, and now that I bring it up, I'm going to ruin it, but I'm very proud of you that you haven't busted out of Huron Tigers yet today. Because just it's in your blood, man. It's in your brain. That's your regular covered, and now you got a Tiger team out here.
And the team in black looks like you're
right.
On,
and
looks
it
like
starts with
Tigers.
An H, and you still haven't said it. I'm impressed. Color me impressed. Handoff, first play. Gain is 3. Still on his feet. Pick up his 3. They'll end the motion there at about the 11, maybe the 12.
I've said Tigers a lot, but it's right. It's correct.
Does it feel a little unnatural?
Just when I got here and realized I'm wearing black and orange for a Wolsey Westington game.
18-6, the Howard Tigers in the lead. 7-11 to play here, third quarter. The Wolsey Westington Warbirds, again, in our opinions, doing what they needed to do, getting that stop on the first drive of the second half after Howard kind of scored not at will, but scored every time they tried to. And here's Caleb getting sacked as everybody covered downfield, and that's something that hasn't happened a whole lot today.
Well, Kepsel just kind of stayed with Richmond, and Caleb just never had a chance to escape that time, and he shucked the final block, and all of a sudden they lost what they gained in a third and long here for Wolsey Westington.
So third and about 10, maybe even a little more.
Right now, Caleb, boy, he comes all the way off close to the sideline, and they're down to 13 seconds, but again, they don't huddle, and everybody's on the same page, obviously.
Caleb will go from the gun, 2 wide right, 1 left, a wing left is Hughes on a third and a little more than 10. They'll give it to Moshe. Nope, Caleb kept it himself. Up the middle, he's got a block. 15, 20, 25, 30, off to the races. 40, 45, 50, gone down the sideline. Wolsey Westington's going to score, and oh my, Caleb Richmond from 91 yards. Oh, 92, yes, let's check the record books. As Caleb fakes the handoff to Moshe, and good night, Irene, he is gone. 18-12, your current score. Wolsey Westington will get a chance.
Longest run, 92 yards,
he just
Travis
tied
Mercer.
The longest run in 9A history.
Travis Mercer, Sully Buttes, I did that game.
So Mercer now has a slash next to his name, where he will in the next book, as Caleb Richmond throws his name in the mix on a 92-yard touchdown run. They'll go for two, 18-12. Tigers lead down to six. Caleb from the gun, looking left, rifle pass, two-point conversion is good. 18-14, Tigers lead is four, and we said it, that's exactly what they needed to do.
Yeah, they got the stop defensively. Now, probably not the way they thought they would score when they had a third and 10 back on their own 8-yard line, but bottom line is, you know, it was a fake to Moshe. He was swinging left, and Caleb kept it, and boy, he was untouched. Broke one tackle.
Woolsey Westington back to within four. Midway point already in the third quarter. The first half of the third quarter went by pretty quick. 5:56 now left to play in the third, and we're just going to keep it here after the score there and the two-point conversion. And again, yeah, they had to come out and get the stop. You don't maybe necessarily have to score right there, but that stop, I think, is really important. The score is gravy, and now you're right back in it.
And one added thing to that score, if they don't get it, all of a sudden they're punting from their own end zone, and Howard has a short field most likely. So that was a big play in more ways than one.
So now with 5:56 remaining here in the third quarter, the Woolsey Westington Warbirds will kick it away to the Tigers, and the Warbirds in the games that I've seen, and what did I see, three regular season, a couple of playoff games, almost I think every game I've seen they have got an onside kick. Now that's why I say that they do the not so planned onside kick. They never generally kick it deep. It's generally always a squib to some area or another, but three, four, five times a game, it looks like they're doing the onside kick, and usually once a game they get it.
Well, like I said, on that punt by Howard where it all of a sudden curled in, you can practice onside kicks, but you always can't make that ball do what you want it to do.
Rainford ready to kick it away after the Woolsey Westington Warbirds put Caleb Richmond in the record books. On a 92-yard longest run from scrimmage, again, was already 92. So Caleb, not in the books by himself, but there's still game left.
Yeah, we got a quarter and a half to go, and all of a sudden, it shifted over to Woolsey Westington. How does Howard answer?
Rainford to run up. This is an onside kick, and the Warbirds not going to get that one. Did it even go the 10 yards?
Yeah, it didn't go 10 yards, but if Kupsel doesn't control that, if he touches it, then it is a live ball for anybody. So, yeah, it ended up being a 9-yard onside kick. But, you know, Kupsel, it would have went 10 yards if Kupsel would have waited. But, no, I'm just going to hop on it. That was a heads-up play by Kupsel where you don't always practice that either.
So we'll see how the Tigers respond. As you said, 18-14, they do still have the lead. Lead is four at 5:55 left in the third. Hinker under center, double wing, single back, first and 10, 49-yard line of the Woolsey Westington Warbirds. Here's some motion. It's Miller. They'll give the pitch. Becker near side. Got the Miller block. He's inside the 45 and the 40, and he should pick up a first down here.
We saw Rearick shoot in on a blitz, but he came basically one gap too far to the inside, and that opened it up for Becker, and he just, again, followed his blockers very well.
Ashton Hill helping up his opponent. Always nice to see the kids here at the state championship game in Vermilion with the sportsmanship. Here's Hinker under center, double wing, single back, same look, first and 10, Warbird 37. Warbird's back to within four. Howard's lead down to 18-14, 5.5 left third quarter. Hinker changing the play here. Handoff fakes it. Handoff coming across is Remmers, 30, 25, 20, and he has bounced out of bounds. I think Hill got to him. I think actually he kept him in. Yeah, they're going to keep that rolling.
But a great tackle by Ashton Hill, because he had more. There wasn't another white jersey there that was going to have a shot for a while at least. But, okay, Howard trying to answer it here. They've ran at, what, three plays and gained about 20 yards, 25 yards.
Well, rushing definitely the bigger number here today for the Tigers, as they're still at 53 passing yards, but now 165 rushing yards. Same look, but one of those ends will come into the backfield. Here's the handoff, and again, it's number three, Holt Becker, and Becker in for a round three or maybe four.
Isaiah Sabalier just came off that left defensive end and he basically came from behind and just swallowed up Becker, but still, here we go, four-yard gain. Didn't seem like it was 4 yards at the time.
Second and around six, they'll be at the Warbird 20. Woolsey Westington did get the first successful conversion of the day. These teams have scored a combined 5 touchdowns, just 1 2-point conversion. Here's Hinker under center. Fake the handoff. He'll pass it. Pass over the middle is complete at the 10, down inside the 5 and down to around the 2, and it's Luke Kepsel again.
Play action that time, and Hinker did a great job of selling it. And then, where I thought he was going with the pass, everybody was covered. Then here came Kupsel right over the middle. And, boy, Howard answering here. They still got 3 yards to go.
Hinker trying to hurry it up. Double wing, single back. He'll turn, hand it off. Miller, left side, tripped up and dropped. He'll gain about a yard or a yard and a half, but he'll be shy of the end zone.
Boy, that hole opened up, but then Moshe Richmond along with Rainford were able to just swallow it up. He does get a yard off of it, but... Howard, the passing game is definitely in play here because they've been effective down at the end zone with it.
So a second and goal from the Warbird 2. Warbirds back to within 4. They shut down the Tigers here to open the third. They score on a long run by Caleb Richmond, now trying to keep the Tigers out. Miller left side, and they won't. He's in 4-6.
Moshe flashed in there on the run blitz, had a shot at him, but I think Miller was just one step ahead. Boy, there's the answer that Howard needed as they go back up by 2 scores. But now the Warbirds, now they need to answer again as, well, we've seen definite shifts in momentum here.
3:11 left here in the third quarter. Howard 24, Woolsey Westington 14. The Tigers do have the extra point attempt here. Could tack on one more. Hinker will do the holding as Colt, or Weston Remmers will do the kicking. What are we stopping it for here? Oh,
they're going to do a review. Okay. I was just going to say Howard is 0-for-4 on their point afters here.
So they'll take a look at this one. Not positive what they're looking at.
My guess is if the knee was down or not, if he... I didn't think there was any question myself, but I'm sure that's what they're going to look at.
So they'll take.
And you have a new toy. You want to use it? You got to replay.
Right. Is this the first year? No.
No, it came in after the Huron, the next year after the Huron Pier game.
And that was
2018. Yeah, 2018 was. Then 2019 was the Yankton O'Gorman basketball game that I was talking about. That following year, 2019-20 is where it came into play.
I remember I was sitting down there with the Huron Tigers. I brought my daughter and one of her friends down.
I think I was sitting where Bubby was when that happened.
Yeah, I think they were, almost 20. So, yeah, they were like 14. Decided last minute we're going to go to this game. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I was going to watch it on TV, but, yeah, I'll go, sure. Drove them down, watched it from the corner. In fact, that play happened right in front of me. Oh, such a bad call.
Yeah.
Just disappointing. I
didn't even realize it at the time. And, I remember saying fumble, and they say he was down. I didn't think that much of it. And I was actually filling out my field position chart, and all of a sudden I hear this big reaction from everybody here. And by the time I looked up, the replay was over, and I just missed the replay completely. And all of a sudden I had 5 people. I said, I missed it, but evidently it might have been a fumble. And I had, 5 videos sent to me in the next 2 minutes showing it.
Yeah, it was, in my opinion, it was pretty brutal. I was right down there, probably.
It was an obvious fumble. There was no doubt about that.
And a momentum changer, too. That one doesn't get called, then they score, then they scored again.
Yeah, because, Huron had just scored, I think, to get within a touchdown, and then I remember everything about it. Tyson Lean was the guy who recovered it, but didn't recover it for Huron. And
of course, it led to changes and, hopefully to the betterment of the state championships. And they'll look this one over, and they've apparently decided it is, in fact, a touchdown.
I'm not sure what they're looking for, but...
Yeah, like you said, I don't think that there's anything that a coach can do to initiate a replay. I think it's just... the officials decide.
Yeah, they got the eye in the sky, basically, because I see there's two replay officials, so they're probably both watching different things, and then they'll radio it down.
So the Hinker hold for the Remmers extra point. Hold is down. Kick is up. Blocked again.
0 for 5.
24-14. Howard's lead
0 for 4,
is 10.
Excuse me.
Warbirds will have it back when we come back in a minute. Let's send it back for 60 seconds. Back in a minute on KOKK.
McGilvery Heating and Cooling can help you with your home or business furnace and air conditioning. McGilvery's certified team takes pride in their work. They offer a wide array of products such as geothermal, in-floor heat, electric or gas boilers, furnaces, air conditioners, and hot water heaters. They also sell and service fireplaces. Good luck, Woolsey Wessington Warbirds, from McGilvery Heating and Cooling, 605-853-4582.
The Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of the Woolsey Wessington School. The Onward Woolsey Business Association includes 281 Travel Center and Roland Wheel Restaurant, American Bank and Trust, Schumacher Repair, McGilvery Heating and Cooling LLC, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, First Stop Insurance, and Engerbretson's Just One More. Best of luck to the Warbirds from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror. 24-14, the Tigers have taken a 10-point lead. Woolsey Wessington shuts them down, scores to start the third, but now gives up the touchdown. And Hinker lining up for another onside kick. And now the Warbirds are shading that way, but still not really set up like an onside reception here.
Well, the deepest guy is 25 yards downfield.
They don't expect it to go deep, but again...
Oh,
uh-oh, and it went off a Warbird, and I think the Tigers have it.
Yep. The odds are in your favor. It's going to happen. Yes, it came off of, I didn't catch the number there. Might have been Rainford, but then just in stride, there was Kepsel, who has made, he has had a very good game. We have called his name a lot. He ends up recovering it, and...
I suppose this is another play that you just kind of automatically have to look at, right?
Yeah. No, not necessarily. It was a clean recovery, I think. Yeah, it came off actually the hands of Keaton Zomer, and once it came off of Zomer, it was free for anybody. So, yeah, Kepsel, boy, he has made some big plays here, and, boy, that's a huge play because all of a sudden Woolsey Wessington can't even get the ball back.
Warbirds now on the defensive side. It'll be first and 10, Howard. The Warbird 45, a run right side, and that's nothing.
Warbird defense looked like they had some anger.
A little angry after on that last play.
Yeah, Moshe Richmond in on the stop along with Rearick.
Clock at 2:50 and counting now. And that's another thing here that the Warbirds going to have to think about, and the Tigers have an advantage here. They will just grind clock as much as they possibly can.
Now, right now, the biggest thing is get a stop here. Don't keep Howard out of the end zone. But again, they're just so methodical. Now, that was a good start. No gain, second and 10.
Double wing, single back, Hinker under center, Becker in motion. And Hinker's going to keep it himself. He had the option to pitch it. Oh, he did give it away, didn't he?
Yeah, Becker ended up with the carry, and he just did a nice job. Remmers went in motion, then he became the automatic lead blocker, and they get about 4 yards off of it. So to say this third and six is huge for the Warbird defense is an understatement, although... My guess is it's probably two down territory for Howard unless they get a big loss here on third down.
2 minutes now to play here in the third quarter of the 9A championship game in Vermilion. 24-14, Tigers lead by 10. Howard on a third and six from the Warbird 41, and Hinker will go from the gun. One
spread
right
the field.
Side. Looking left, looking right, looks left again, nearly sacked, flushed out of the pocket. 40-35, he's got the first down. And he's down inside the 30. I see a flag on the field, and we'll see what this is about.
That is going to be a hold, I'm sure, for Howard's Tate Miller as he was blocking ahead of his quarterback and just had the arms too far out.
So for the Woolsey Wessington Warbirds, that becomes a pretty big penalty as the officials, though, still kind of talk it over. Now they'll say a hold against the Tigers.
Rummel did not like the call. Is he still over there? Now he's pointing up at the replay board to watch it.
clock at 1:37 left, quarter number three, 24-14, Howard by 10.
And now we have another whistle and a...
I'm wondering here, they're not going to replay a penalty, right?
No, they're just getting the spot right as the chains might have moved there. So, but, you know, that's the other thing, too. And in NFL and college, they would have brought the penalty back to the previous spot or where the ball was snapped. In high school, it's from the spot of the foul. So, still, it's third and manageable here, 3rd and 7 for Howard. And, again, most likely 2 downs.
Go from around the Warbird 42. Same look, double wing, single back, Hinker under center. Motion man is Remmers. Hinker, left side, and boy, a nice run there by...
Becker.
Was it Becker again? And they do a good job of that misdirection. I can't track the ball most of the time.
But that play before where they had the penalty, I started to say it, but then the play went off. That was the first time I remember seeing Howard spread the field at all. They had a receiver wide left and wide right, and I don't know that had happened before that play.
So the Tigers convert 1st and 10, Warbird 34. Same look, double wing, single back. It'll be Hinker under center. Oh, I guess they brought one of those wings into the backfield. A lot of options there. It'll be Becker Remmers to the far side, and he is immediately tripped up. The gain is around 2.
Boy, the hole was there, but that was played very well by, I think that was Colin Hughes. I'm still trying to see the number. No, it was Rainford played that very well because that hole was there. He kind of came in on the back side.
I would say more than likely most of the opponents of this Wolsey Westington team did not expect the defense to be as good as it is. The games that I've seen, they thought, okay, there's a lot of offense as long as we can score, but this defense is underrated. They're good.
Hey, we're going to the fourth quarter already.
Let this one run out. So after three quarters of play in the 9A championship here in Vermilion, Howard 24, Wolsey Westington 14. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on 1210 KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Scoreboard updates, of course, brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Our Tigers lead 24-14. And taking a look at the scoreboard, this is the closest game that's been played so far in these championships. The 9B championship yesterday morning, Sully Buttes wins that one by 20, beat Falk to 34-14. And the 9AA last night saw Hamlin defeat Parkston 32-8. So one thing we haven't had much of is close games at the Dakota Dome here in Vermilion.
Well, Wolsey Westington looking to counter it down a little more.
So Howard on a 2nd and around 7. They go double reverse. Near side tripped up is Weston Remmers. And if Remmers doesn't trip there or get tripped up, he might have a little room on the near side.
Yeah, Moshe Richmond got him around the ankle, and I do think it was kind of a slow-developing play as well, so that allowed Moshe in particular to react, and he just kind of cut in there behind the blocking and tripped him up and sets up a 3rd and long.
Colin Hughes was bearing down should Moshe not get a hand on that, but there was room and space here, a nice stop there, and now a 3rd and 8 from the Warbird 32. Hinker under center, a wing right, split backs. They'll fake the handoff, and Hinker's going to pass. Right side, he's got a man open in the flat, and he underthrew him, but now a penalty And that could be a big one. If this is on the Warbirds, that would be...
I would think hold. Yes, it is hold on Howard. So just from where it came from. Yeah, he did have the receiver out there open, Tate Miller, but threw a little behind him. And Woolsey Westington was closing in on him. But so now going to be third and about, 18 or 17 or so? Or do you decline it? Nope, they are going to walk it off.
They walk it off from the original...
That was behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
so.
Line of scrimmage. So it will bring us back to the 42-yard line of the Wolfie Westington Warbirds. They need the 24.
So 18 yards. But again, probably two plays.
Yeah, most likely go for it territory here. 11-12 to play in this ball game. Quarter number four here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion as we are at 12 o'clock noon on 1210 AM KOKK in Huron. Here's Hinker under center, double wing, single back, fakes the handoff, back to pass. Hinker looks, lobs, he's got a man open, and the pass is complete inside the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers.
Luke Kepsel, he just came off that left tight end position, just ran a slant over the middle, or a post if you prefer, and he had a couple of steps on everybody.
So they come in and run the ball down your throat, but at least today, when it matters most, the passing game is on for these Howard Tigers. I think that's going to leave Hinker still. Oh, no, he did have one incompletion. No, that was a penalty, so he's 6 for 6. For 112 and 3 touchdowns.
And Luke Kepsel, like I said, he has played a great game here. He also recovered that onside kick that started this drive.
Kepsel over 100 yards receiving and multiple touchdowns here in the state title game. They'll go for two. It'll be a run left side. They stood him up. I don't think he got in.
Kelvin Halverson. First time they went for two, and, well, now they're 0-4-5 on extra points.
11:03 to play. Warbirds down, two scores and two two-point conversions that get you tied. 30-14, Tigers lead. 11:03 to play. We're back in 30 seconds. A 30-second break on KOKK.
Bauman Agency of Huron is a full-service Pioneer Seed Service Center with crop insurance and precision planting. That's Bauman Agency. Give Kurt, Louise, Callie, or one of their friendly staff a call today at 605-353-1112. That's Bauman Agency of Huron. Call Kurt, Louise, Callie, or any of their informative staff at 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. The Mirror Family Hair Care bring us scoreboard updates, and the update here is Howard 30, Woolsey Westington 14.
That plays out. That's Howard scoring back-to-back touchdowns without Woolsey Westington touching the ball.
11:03 to play, and another big momentum swing back to the Tigers. And again, pretty important here for the Warbirds to get that one back, and preferably ASAP.
Well, right now they're showing, they are using a T, which I don't know if they've always used a T.
Still looks like he's lining up that same way to try to drive it into the ground and get that high bounce. And Hinker looks left, looks right. Now he'll line up and try to kick it.
I think he is going to kick away, and Woolsey Westington now shifting too. Yep. Kind of kicking it away.
To the 35, back across the 40, and that'll be about it.
The one thing I would say is Coach Rummel probably wanted him to kick away but not kick it right to Moshe Richmond. But it worked out. Coverage was there.
Woolsey Westington will go first and 10. They'll go from their own 38-yard line and 11 minutes to play. And again, two touchdowns and two two-point conversions, and you're back to tied here. So for Woolsey Westington, just important, but you got to score, and I think you got to score quickly here.
And this is Woolsey Westington's first snap since 5:56 to go in the third quarter.
They'll go first and 10 with two receivers left. Now two receivers right as Hughes is the motion man. Back to pass is Caleb. Left side wide open, 45, 40, 35, and inside to the 32, and could you have been any more open over there, Ashton Hill?
Yeah, Ashton Hill, he actually had to almost stop, and then, you know, he had to think about it too much. He bobbled it a bit, but a big play for Woolsey Westington, and, well, they're now in hard territory, but, boy, they need to take care of business here.
Boy, and Hill not only able to haul that in, but able to absorb that hit and hold on to the football there as Lucas Feldhaus put a pretty good lick on him after making that catch. So first and 10 at the Howard 32. Caleb from the gun, two wide right, one left. Here's Moshe in motion. He'll end up in the running back spot. He'll fake the handoff. Caleb going to keep it himself, runs far side of the field, and he'll pick up around 6 or maybe even 7.
Oh, nice game there, but also a nice play by one of the defensive tackles for Howard. Looks like that was Austin Severson that kind of caught him from behind, just kind of coming off the skiff there from behind the play.
Warbirds on a 2nd and 4.
And skiff's a word, by the way.
It is?
It is now.
I'm going to use that.
It is now.
Two wide left, one right. Motion man left to right. Back to pass is Caleb Richmond. Flushed out of the pocket, near side of the field. Still got some time. Winging it to Moshe inside the 15. And what a catch by Moshe Richmond.
And Howard is very upset there was not a hold call when Kepsel was trying to get to Caleb out as he was starting to roll out. But, yeah, that was, you know, Moshe had to go up. He bobbled it. He knew he was going to take a hit, but he kept control of it. A big play there for Woolsey Westington. Again, Howard very upset that there wasn't a hold call there.
First and 10, Warbirds will go from the Tiger 15. 30-14, Howard leads by 2 scores and 2 two-point conversions. Warbirds trying to mount a comeback with 9:20 to play. Fake the handoff. Caleb back to pass. Floats out to the near side. Back of the end zone. Did he catch that football?
Moshe, yes. Whoa. Touchdown. And Moshe ran out of bounds, and he ended up running into those steps that are right over there. He was a little slow to get up, and boy, Howard, they had him covered, then they just let him run through, run behind him. He was covered initially.
What a catch in the corner. They'll have to take a look at this one a couple of times. He did get his feet in. That's a touchdown.
Well, he's only got to get 1 foot in high school.
True.
So he definitely had 1 foot in.
And maybe in the only place in this entire building where you could catch a touchdown, go out of bounds, and possibly find a place to possibly hurt yourself. That was about it. That's the only place. The stairs and the corners are it.
He could have ran up the stairs too.
Yeah, right.
Huge two-pointer here to make it a one-possession game.
So 30-20, Warbirds score on a spectacular Richmond-to-Richmond connection. Now looking for 2. Caleb to pass. Rifle shot is good for 2.
Same play they ran last time they got a two-point conversion.
Just blasted to Hughes. 30-22. Warbirds back to within 8. 9:12 to play. We're back to the studios for a minute. Back to USD in 60 seconds on KOKK.
The 281 Travel Center in Woolsey is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. The 281 Travel Center has it all. A family restaurant with daily lunch and supper specials. An ATM, casino, icy drinks, Caribou coffee, each cup made with fresh coffee beans, and many numerous snacks and drinks. The 281 Travel Center is locally owned and has been for over the past 30 years. Everyone at the 281 Travel Center and Rolling Wheel Restaurant wishes the Warbirds the best of luck in tonight's game.
McGilvery Heating and Cooling can help you with your home or business furnace and air conditioning. McGilvery's certified team takes pride in their work. They offer a wide array of products such as geothermal, in-floor heat, electric or gas boilers, furnaces, air conditioners, and hot water heaters. They also sell and service fireplaces. Good luck, Woolsey Westington Warbirds, from McGilvery Heating and Cooling, 605-853-4582.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the 9A championship game here, boy. We've had some highlights here. Second half highlights include a 92-yard Caleb Richmond touchdown run. That ties the state record for single run from scrimmage, and now we had one of the best catches I've seen in some time. Moshe and Caleb playing a little fade route to the corner. They get not only the touchdown, but a big two-point conversion.
So now we're back to a one-possession game.
Here's that sort of onside kick, and the Tigers are going to get on top of that at the 41. And that's what I mean, sort of onside.
Yeah.
Maybe if they mishandle it, it's an onside kick.
Or he might be able to outrun them to it if that's the case, too. But again, now last time we were in this position is when Woolsey Westington got within 18-14. Howard had an answer. Do they have another one here? And those five missed conversions are really looming large for the Howard Tigers now.
Yes, you get even a few of those and you're up 14, 60. I mean,
like guys. Coach Postma always says, you're then, all of a sudden you're chasing points.
So Howard on a first and 10, their own 41, Hinker under center, double wing, single back, seen a lot of this today. Tigers, one of those four clouds or 4 yards in a cloud of dust, but they have passed it effectively when they've needed it as well. And there's another 4 yards for Weston Remmers.
Yeah, just efficient there. They run their plays. They run them well. I don't think you can get any dust out of the turf here, though.
Just shy. In fact, that one might have put them over 200 as a team. Oh, here we go. 39 rushes, 199 yards. So 5 yards a crack. I mean, it's tough to beat.
That's efficient because you're controlling the clock. You're controlling the tempo.
Carson Hinker under center. Same look. Double wing. Single back. Wrong direction. Coming across is Miller. No, that is number four. Becker. No, number
Remmers.
Four is Remmers. Ben Remmers in. Shy of the first down, he'll be leave about a third and one or two.
Really, that was well blocked, though, on the left side. It looked like Woolsey Westington was in position. All of a sudden, he just was able to get through and get about that 4 or 5 yards. So third and one, huge play here for Woolsey Westington. If nothing else, you want to make Howard make a decision at midfield.
8:05 left to play. It is a one-score game, 30-22, the Tigers lead. Howard, third and two from midfield. Under center is Hinker. He will turn and hand it off, and a whistle will blow this one dead. And is this going to be a third and six?
No, no. Timeout.
Warbird's got a timeout, and they'll talk this one over. As stops the clock at 7:53 to play, 30-22. Howard by 8. We'll take a quick 30 of it. 30 seconds, 30-second timeout on KOKK.
Buzz and Coffee Company of Woolsey is the place to be. Check out their drinks they have to offer daily. Lattes, cappuccinos, Americana, just to name a few, as well as chai tea latte, dirty chai tea, hot chocolate, and hot cider. They also have cold Buzz coffee, tea, smoothies, and Italian sodas. Check out their delicious sweet Buzz, rolls, muffins, cookies, scones, bread, bars, cake, and breakfast burritos. Check them out on Facebook. Buzz and Coffee Company, a better Buzz. Good luck, Warbirds.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. So what a game this has turned out to be. 30-22, Howard by a single touchdown. If you tuned in at times today, maybe you were thinking that somebody was running away with this game, but while it looks like it's been two scores most of the game, it's really been more of a one-score affair.
Well, the one thing you can say, Woolsey Westington, outside of their first score, has kind of been in catch-up mode all the way, but they've stayed pace here, but a huge play on defense here.
Hinker, third and two. He'll take it himself, and he's easily in for the first down. They were not expecting that. Hinker went untouched for about 8.
Well, they didn't have Austin Severson covered at center, so that might have just been a Hinker Severson play where you pinch him in the on the backside and say, "I'm just going to follow you straight ahead." And that was an easy sneak and first down, 6 yards on a quarterback sneak.
So first and 10 now at the Warbird 44 and 7.5 minutes, and that clock is winding, and the Tigers already with that 8-point lead, 30-22. First and 10, Warbird 44, Hinker under center, and now they'll stay with that double wing single back primarily here probably for the rest of the game, and Moshe is able to get to the ball carrier and take him down for no gain.
Yeah, that time just snuffed out there. As you know, they keep coming with those wing back traps, and for the most part they've been successful, but the bottom line is, even though that was held to a 1 yard gain, it won't be the last time we see it out of Howard either.
Well, Moshe leads Woolsey Westington in tackles, 11 unassisted, 4 assisted, 15 tackles, 1 for a loss. Looks like he blocked 2 of those kicks as well.
I do see he does get kickoffs off.
And, of course, Moshe doing a lot on the offensive side. Here on a 2nd and 9 are the Howard Tigers. Hand off Miller, right side, and he got past that first wave, and he's inside the 40, down to around the 38, and a pickup of a few is going to leave a 3rd and around 4.
Moshe Richmond was the first one in there, but Peyton Rayford, Ashton Hill also had a help with it, and again, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 3, and 2 down territory, I'm sure, for Howard if they don't make it on 3rd, and for Woolsey Westington, somebody just got to make a big play here. Force a fumble.
6:10 to play. Tigers that 8-point lead. A 3rd and 4 at the Warbird 37. Hinker under center. 2 in the backfield. A wing right. Handoff right side is Becker. And Becker head down. He'll come up shy of the first down marker. It's going to be 4th and about 1.
4th and 1. We'll see if Woolsey Westington covers Severson at center here to... with that, now that Howard has shown that quarterback sneak. But boy, this could be ball game right here if Howard can convert, although Woolsey Westington can stop the clock a few more times.
Big Damian Doris coming in to cover up your center. They were not going to let this happen twice. Double wing, single back, 4th and 1. He takes it himself, Hinker up the middle.
Just enough.
And he's got the first down.
Woolsey Westington did make the adjustment there, but again, give Severson credit. That a lot of that is on him going straight ahead.
And Savalier in there, Doris in there. And they'll switch him out a little bit now on a 1st and 10. So they'll go to the Warbird 32, and every first down, you're kind of fighting more and more of the clock, too. We're down to 5:10.
And that clock is a factor now for Woolsey Westington because Howard's going to be... going to be content here to keep running it and maybe take it to a 3rd or 4th down again.
Howard, under center is Hinker. Split backs and a wing right on a 1st and 10. They'll give it to the new man coming across, and he's going to score. You've seen him carry maybe once or twice in this entire ball game. It's number 10, Lucas Feldhaus. And again, just unexpected. Nobody saw it coming. Feldhaus easily in.
Yeah, there was. I don't know that Woolsey Westington ever got a finger on him. It was just a big hole off that right side. He hit the sideline and was gone in a huge play for Howard.
So 36-22 Tigers, 4:52 left, and now...
he was not touched.
They'll look for a 2, and you've talked about it a few times. This is not an area where they have had any success today. It's one of the few areas.
Well, it's going to be 2-possession game irregardless here. Woolsey Westington's going to have to score twice and has less than 5 minutes to do it.
Hinker from the gun on the 2-point try. He's got a running back behind him. They'll fake that, pass it in the back of the end zone. Is that a one-handed catch?
One-handed catch, and there's Kepsel again.
Wow.
What a game he has played.
All right, go ahead and take care of that. 4:52 to play. 38-22. The Howard Tigers are back up 16. And now for Woolsey Westington, there's 4:52 left to play. And I said it the last time as well, but now it is imperative that you score quickly.
Yeah, they have to score quickly. And definitely the Warbirds have the quick strike ability. We'll see what Howard's strategy is here on the kickoff. They did kind of kick away last time, but I don't think you want to kick it directly to Moshe like you did last time.
4:52 remaining here in the ball game, and the Howard Tigers, another big score here to, again, make it the big 2 scores. And you get the 2-point conversion as well, and while you're already down to 14, 16, make it just... a step harder with inside of 5 minutes left, down a couple of scores, and we'll hold on to it right here. Remember, Gary's All Auto Glass post-game show will come up after the game here today. We'll talk about the statistics from the game, as again, thanks to Dak Stats, thanks to USD, thanks to your kid, Jaron, thanks to everybody here that works together with the High School Activities Association and USD to get us not only the replay board, all the stats that we could ever imagine, and they spoil us is what they do.
Well, we might have to do sometime is come down here and get one of the Loge over there on the other side. $500 and $700.
That does look kind of nice. We could. Yeah. We probably know somebody, though, huh? We maybe could know somebody?
I know somebody who's not going to give us a discount.
Howard getting ready to kick it away. So first downs on the day, Howard 18 first downs, 13 by the rush. Surprisingly, again, 5 by pass. 46 rushes, 254 yards, 5.5 a rush, 112 passing yards. The quarterback, Hinker, is 6 of 6, still perfect on the day. 52 offensive plays, 366 yards, and the Howard Tigers up 38-22. And, you know, this kick comes out as Hinker is ready with the ball on the tee again. Kicks it angles kind of towards the sideline, and the Warbirds will get on top of it around the 42.
So, that you know, that it fell and just kind of died there. Moshe Richmond had to actually jump up real quick and hop on top of it because there was a couple of black jerseys not that far away.
So for the Howard Tigers, they're trying to close out their fifth championship as a school, and I'm pretty sure Pat Rummel has 3 of their 4. I know he has. I'm pretty positive he has 3.
Well, if you know Howard wrestling, you know the last name Rummel. Ken Rummel is his uncle. I thought it was his dad, but it's his uncle. And Ken Rummel was there for years and years and won a lot of state championships for Howard in wrestling.
Pat was actually, he told me that he was surprised that I didn't bring up Ken in the pregame interview. Yeah, he said every time I talk to somebody, they ask me about my uncle.
Well, I just assumed his dad when I talked to him when I did Woolsey, Westington, Howard in the playoffs 4 years ago and said, nope, it's my uncle. Then we started talking about Oldham things and stuff, too, because I knew how to pronounce a couple of specific names on Howard from Oldham that nobody else would have known what to do.
Moshe going to catch the first pass here for a 7-yard gain, second and 3 around midfield. They'll get it to Moshe again. That's a first down, 45-40. He's out of bounds at around the 40. And again, 4:18 to play here. You just plain and simple, you got to score immediately.
And Moshe Richmond, that's one of the few times we've seen him really run a short route. He came right across just 5 yards downfield. But again, effective there. That's a way for a guy like him to kind of get lost in the defensive package.
Two receivers left, Rainford and Hill. One receiver right is Moshe. Caleb from the gun. Hughes a wing right. Motion left to right is Rainford on a 1st and 10. From the Howard 40, back to pass over the middle. Moshe open inside the 30. Pickup is around 11. And I suppose at this point, the lead that you have, maybe you give a little more cushion, but I still say you got to have somebody up on Moshe Richmond. You can't let him have that much room.
Yeah, he actually did a stop route there and then had to lean a little bit there as the pass was a little off target. Moshe came up a little slow after that, too, but he's also got to be a tired pup right now.
I think maybe that run into the stairs had a little more effect. Here's Caleb running out of trouble, and now he's going to have to run it? No, he does pass it. And Rainford ran the wrong way and almost got it intercepted.
Oh, and we must have had a collision there on the sideline there with one of the photographers. It must have been Tate Miller as well. We heard the ooh. We did not see what happened there, but they do have it on the video board there. That's the dangers of being on the sideline. Looks like he's up.
Yeah, and maybe that wasn't almost intercepted. That's what the ooh was
about.
Yeah,
that's what the ooh
was right
about,
there,
yeah.
And he had his hands up. So I thought for a moment it looked like Kepsel almost picked it, but no.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Oh, the ball hit him.
Oh, he got one of the shots you smile about it.
Oh, no, no.
One of the shots you smile about if it doesn't happen to you.
Oh, that hurts me. Two receivers left. Lone man in the backfield is Rainford. Caleb looking to the sideline, and the play clock is just now starting, so they got plenty of time. I don't know if they started that late or what, but...
Well, they had to reset it after the delay there.
Caleb will run it. Got nice outside. Move. He slipped a tackle, 25-20, and he's out of bounds around the 20-yard line, and that's... I mean, they're doing what they need to do here. They really needed to score quicker.
He did a great job of slipping Nolan mentally. Now, one thing you might see there, though, if this would have been that in the second quarter, Caleb might have tried to head up field more, but he decided, I'm going to go out of bounds, stop the clock after a gain of 9, where he might have put the head down in the second quarter on that.
Well, only a minute 20 or so has gone by, and they're down to the Howard 20-yard line. It is a 3rd and 1. Caleb back to pass, looking over the middle. He's got Moshe inside the 5, makes the catch, rolls him around to the 2, and the Warbirds 1st and goal.
And Feldhaus made the tackle, and Feldhaus stays down after that. He kind of had to roll Moshe down, and Moshe looked like he landed on top of him. So we have very few injury timeouts here. This might be off the first one I recall.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think that is the first one. And another thing that we haven't seen an overly lot of tonight has been penalties, or today, I should say, 4 penalties, 30 yards against Howard. 2 penalties, 10 yards against Wolsey Westington. I think for Howard, 2 of those penalties were on one drive here in the fourth quarter. Or the
and remember,
quarter.
And one of Howard's penalties where he was a kickoff going out of bounds, which to me, I never put down as a penalty. I guess officially it is, but you know that's that's just a kick going out of bounds. You didn't intend for that to happen. Yeah, so this has been remarkably penalty-free.
For Wolsey Westington, 13 first downs today, 2 rushing, 11 passing, 16 rushes, 136 yards. 211 yards passing today as Caleb is 19 of 27 for 211. And, of course, the receiving numbers, Moshe is having another game. Moshe Richmond, 12 catches, 141 yards and a score.
Little different offense from the Williams days.
3:39 left. 9A championship game. Howard leads by 2 scores. 38-22. Warbirds knocking on the door. First and goal from the 2. 2 receivers left. A wing left is Hughes. Rainford, lone man in the backfield. And now they'll split him out to the right. Actually, that was Moshe. Caleb's going to run it down to the 1. And that's about it.
Boy, he had a head of steam. I thought he was going in. All of a sudden, boy, did he get propelled back. I think Remmers was the first one in there. But like I said, he had a head of steam. I thought he was there. But boy, he got stopped, and he got stopped now at the 2.
Second and goal at the 2. Caleb again from the gun. 1 wide right, 2 left. Richmond looking at the snap. Second goal. He'll run it again. Up the middle. Is he in? I think he's in. Nope. They're saying he's down inside the 1.
Well, if nothing else, that lets Howard keep the clock running that time. Making the play for the Howard Tigers was Garrett Feldhaus.
I thought maybe they'd call a timeout here, but they're going to let this roll here. I guess they only have the 2 timeouts. They have taken 1 here.
Well, yeah. Right now, they're probably assuming they're going to score, and they want to save the timeout, so 3rd and goal.
Caleb. In this time, head down, and they stopped him again.
In fact, he might have lost about a half yard as they mark it back to about the 1 yard line. Well, here for sure, this is ball game.
Wolsey Westington down to what could effectively be their final play, 4th and goal from the 1. Howard up 38-22. So remember, the Warbirds, they got to score here. Then they got to get an onside kick and do it again. Moshe in motion right to left. Caleb's got the option, gives it to Rainford. Touchdown, Warbirds.
That time they just ran the option pitch there. Moshe Richmond took a couple of defenders with them, and it was really Caleb's option. He could have kept it too, but he saw right away there was going to be an opening for Rainford, and he just slipped right in there.
Payton, 5 carries, 22 yards, the touchdown today.
Now, this is a big 2-point conversion. Gotta have it.
Warbirds down 10 now. 1:54 to play. 38-28 Howard. Caleb looking at the play call. Rainford in Moshe, wide right. Hill wide left. Hughes a wing left. Here's Rainford in motion, right to left. Fake the handoff. Lobs it up for Moshe. 2-pointer good. And he pushed off the defender, and Miller wants a call. He's not going to get it.
Well, I think both of them were a little guilty on that, to be honest. There was contact both ways. In fact, I think Miller initiated more of it. He basically took himself out of position as Moshe Richmond just stepped in front of him.
So 38-30, and how would we expect it to go any other way than drama? With 1:54 to play, the Wolsey Westington Warbirds are going to try the biggest onside kick of their 2024 campaign by leaps and bounds.
And the biggest onside kick of the 8 they've had today.
1:54 to play. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KOKK.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Well, they will announce Joe Robbie MVP after this game here and making cases. Moshe Richmond, 12 catches, 141 yards and a score. Luke Kepsel, 4 catches, 100 yards, couple of touchdowns. Kepsel, a rush for 21. And Kepsel has been very active defensively as well. Kepsel, 7 tackles, 1 for a loss, a sack. Here's the run-up, and the big onside wasn't even an onside kick.
That went right to Remmers, and he just fielded it at his knees. We're not going to mess with it. So now we're down to the point where one first down will end it.
So Wolsey Westington going to, in effect, lean on the defense here.
Well, the kick may not have been exactly what they wanted to have happen there either. It ended up just going in the air and maybe a little further downfield. Well, it only went 11 yards because it went to the... No, it went further than that. It went 21 yards, but right to Remmers, who fielded it. So Howard's going to run it. Wolsey Westington is going to try and stop it and take their timeouts.
Anchor under center. Handoff, Miller. Grinding across midfield. 5 yards, 6 yards.
And, boy, a big play there on first down right now. It doesn't look like the Warbirds are going to take a timeout here.
Going to save that.
Now they are.
Now they do. Minute 36 remaining. That's a Howard timeout? Did he point the wrong way?
No, it is Warbirds, yeah.
I was going to say, wow, that would be something. A minute 36 left, 38-30. Tigers trying to get the first down that could end this game. We'll find out in 30 seconds. Back in 30 on KO.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. And 38-30, this is the first state championship game. This is the third game overall, but it's the first one that's actually been a close game.
Well, it's one possession inside of 2 minutes to go, so that's all you can ask. But really, for Howard, it's right in their grip now. They have 3 yards from a state championship.
Hinker under center, double wing, single back, second and three. Hinker's going to keep it himself, and that will do it. Yeah, they're trying to force the ball out, but they're not going
to
get it.
Yeah, they're trying to strip the ball there. He got an extra 5 yards because Wolsey Westington is trying to tackle the ball. Wolsey Westington burns their final timeout here, I believe. But with a minute 32 left, I think you can just take the knee and go to the most awesome formation in football, the victory formation. Awesome if you're a Howard Tiger.
38-30, Tigers on that 8-point lead. Let's take a quick 30 of our own. 30 seconds on KOKK.
6B Seed and Supply of Alpena is your Legend Seeds dealer. Wishes good luck to all area teams. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Call 6B Seed 605-354-2699 and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your farm.
Dakota Sports.
Well, and of course, when you get down to the state championship game, you wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of turnovers as you've got the two best teams in the class. And just the one today, just the one interception.
One interception. It was key at the time it happened there in the second quarter. Allowed Howard to get that. Just kept going between a 1 and 2 score lead.
So, again, I don't know if the math works out here, but I think Howard can probably, well, they're not going to take a knee right away.
They're not showing victory formation.
Turn around and hand off to Miller. Miller left side, and again, you can't tackle him too fast now, right? You got to keep him upright, try to knock the ball out. So generally you'll get an extra yard or two so you have another opportunity or two to knock that ball away.
Yeah, you're more interested in tackling the ball than tackling the runner here. And again, Warbirds are out of timeout, so that clock will roll. And Yeah, I think the math is there where they don't have to really run any more plays.
This will get us down to 46, and then two clocks is 48. So, yeah, I don't think they do either. Hinker's under center. I don't know if they haven't.
Dan Thielen T here on second down.
I don't know if they've come to that realization yet, or I don't know. Maybe Miller's got a bonus in his contract. Miller ahead.
They have to snap it one more time now with about 2 seconds difference between the game clock and shot clock, or shot clock. That's next month. Game clock and play clock. So, yep, Wolves or Howard, one more knee, and now they will take the knee.
Well, they put up quite a fight. Woolsey Westington, again, getting behind by that two scores before the break and just kind of playing catch-up the rest of the game. It's kind of been the story here, like, we just had one more quarter, one more drive, a couple more minutes. The Woolsey Westington Warbirds are going to fall today 38-30, but what a season. Went out to Wall, beat undefeated Wall on the road.
The top seed, by the way.
And the big comeback game. It was an amazing game to be a part of. They come out here today, and they're going to come up a touchdown short against the Howard Tigers. And, boy, I know you don't want to lose a championship game ever, but if you're going to lose one in 9A, the Howard Tigers might be the best one to lose it to. This Tiger team has been in the hunt or in this building year in and year out since Rummel's been there in 2008.
And this makes two state titles in 2024 for Howard. Remember, they won the Class B boys last March in Aberdeen.
So, and again for Howard, this is, I'm pretty sure, Pat Rummel's fourth championship, and overall it's Howard's fifth. And we'll talk more about that in the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show as it has gone final here at the Dakota Dome. The final score in the 9A football championship here today, Howard 38, Woolsey Westington 30. Take a 3-minute timeout. Come back with a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today. Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the post-game report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir. Jeff Duffy alongside for the 9A championship game here at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Wolsey Wessington has accepted their runner-up trophy. Pat Rummel and the Howard Tigers right now accepting the championship trophy. And I think, is it right away they do the Joe Robbie then?
Yeah, I think that's where I think they do. They do a Joe Robbie MVP, then an outstanding back, an outstanding lineman. So just kind of listen to that. I think they're going to start doing that.
Oh, outstanding lineman is how they will get things started. And that's Luke Kepsel from Howard. So outstanding lineman. That's kind of ironic because we saw Kepsel spent a lot of time everywhere
well,
else.
Well, he was a tight end, though, too. He was mainly tight end and a defensive end, too.
Kepsel did lead him in tackles, 7 total tackles, 1 for a loss. He did have 1 sack.
And, Wesley Whitler for Sully Buttes yesterday in 9B, he won both the MVP and the outstanding back, so.
Kepsel, of course, got a chance at that overall MVP as well, as he contributed a lot in the receiving game. The outstanding back. Carson Hinker, the quarterback,
will win
outstanding back. And, again, he was perfect on the day passing. Hinker, 6 of 6 for 112 and 3 touchdowns.
That's efficient.
His favorite receiver, Luke Kepsel, 4 catches, about 100 yards and a couple of scores. Passing it around a little bit. So the outstanding back, the outstanding lineman, and now just the Joe Robbie, and then we'll wrap up our numbers. And, of course, Joe Robbie, a punter, right?
No, he owned the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
And he went to school here.
For some reason, I thought he was actually a punter.
You're thinking of Reggie Roby.
Okay. You know what? You could be right, too. You're 100%
right. No, Joe Robbie owned the Miami Dolphins. I think it'll be Kepsel.
So congratulations to Luke Kepsel as he not only wins the outstanding lineman, but he's going to take home the Joe Robbie MVP. And Kepsel on the day, a rush for 21 yards, 4 catches for 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He led them with 7 tackles on the day, 5 unassisted, 1 of those for a loss. He had 1 sack on a 4-yard loss. And Luke Kepsel is your Joe Robbie MVP and your outstanding lineman, and well-deserved. The kid was everywhere today around the football.
Well, I don't feel bad saying both you and I voted for, we had a vote for Joe Robbie and we both voted for Luke Kepsel.
Hard not to. Again, he's in on nearly every play. On the other side, of course, we also talked about Moshe, 12 catches, 141 yards, that amazing touchdown. And Moshe also led his team defensively today, as Moshe had 17 tackles in this game. He had 17, Rainford had a dozen.
Well, and it's not just Moshe Richmond, but I think the only time he was off the field was on kickoff. Because the only reason I know that is after he caught that touchdown pass late in the game, they showed him on the sideline on the scoreboard where he was just getting a drink while Wolsey Wessington was wind up to do the kick. So that's the only time he was not on the field today.
Your scoring summary in this one, the Warbirds did strike first, 7:07 to play opening quarter. Peyton Rainford a touchdown, 2 yards out. A point after Caleb Richmond to Moshe was no good, and it was 6-0. And then Howard went on their run. They scored once with 5:59 to play in the first, a Tate Miller run, a 2-point unsuccessful. The second quarter was all Howard. They would score twice, once with 6:09 to play in the second. Carson Hinker a pass to Luke Kepsel. 2-point unsuccessful, and then Howard, really the big one, was right before half. 14 seconds to play in the first half. Carson Hinker to Lucas Feldhaus. They get that touchdown. They go up 18-6 at the break, and then that kind of started that cycle of catch-up for the Warbirds.
Yeah, and they just, you know, they could get within a score. They did it several times, but could never, basically, they couldn't get the stop after they got it down to one score. Give Howard credit. They never strayed from the game plan.
So 18-6 after the break, and the Warbirds did exactly what they needed to do after halftime. They got Howard to stop. They got the score with 5:56 to play. Caleb Richmond kept it on the touchdown. The two-pointer there was good, and at that point it was 18-14, and that's where you need a big defensive stop, is right after you get that back to within 18-14. You've got the momentum your way. You need that stop, and they're just not able to do it as Tate Miller runs in the touchdown.
And not only that, that's where maybe the key play of the game, and I think we've had about five key plays of the game, but Howard scored to go back up by two possessions. I think that's where then they had their one onside kick recovery, because Woolsey Westington went over 6-7 minutes without even touching the ball, because Howard covered the onside kick and scored back-to-back touchdowns. And then, like, give Woolsey Westington credit, they kept punching, but Howard just were able to keep them away.
That onside kick happened with about 11 and almost 12 minutes right at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and that spelled doom here, as Howard scored with 11:03 to play in the game, a Luke Kepsel touchdown pass, or touchdown catch, pass from Hinker. So that made it 30-14, and then it was just back and forth. 9:12 to play, that Richmond pass, Caleb to Moshe, a big two-pointer there. Howard came back to score on a Lucas Feldhaus touchdown run with 4:52. The Birds score again with 1:54 on a Peyton Rainford touchdown. 38-30 going to be your final score here today. And again, just we bring it up, the key plays, as you mentioned there. There's about five of them, because there really was. The momentum changed in this game a minimum of five or six times. While you may have tuned in at different times thinking, oh, Howard's up a couple of touchdowns, it's pretty much over, it really never was until that last couple first downs.
Yeah, well, again, Howard just always had the answer where you felt, you know, and I think Howard even felt it too. You know, Woolsey Westington right now has gotten themselves some momentum, but bottom line is Howard always had the answer.
Overall, Woolsey Westington, 13 first downs, 2 rush, 11 by the pass, 20 rushes, 138 yards, just under 7 a crack, 152 yards rushing today, a 211 passing. Caleb ends up 19 of 27, 211 in the touchdown and the pick. So total offense today for the Birds, 47 plays, 349 yards. Time of possession turned around quite a bit in the second half. The first half, it was all Warbirds. It was disgusting how much first half possession time they had. But overall, it ends up Howard 27 minutes and Woolsey Westington 19.
Yeah, well, the first quarter was, I think, 10 minutes to 2 minutes. Then after that, Howard kind of took control of that. Well, and to be fair on that, there's an asterisk on that, because Woolsey Westington held it 5 minutes, scored. Howard scored in 3 plays. Then Woolsey Westington held it for just about the rest of the first quarter, but then did not score when they had it 4th and goal at the 2.
Howard, 19 first downs on the morning here into the afternoon, 14 by rush, 5 by the pass, 51 rushing attempts, 275 yards, 5.4 a rush. That's the big number for Howard, and that's what we expected coming in, and that is exactly what they gave us.
But yet, when they passed the ball, they were perfect, yep. And, well, they just set up Woolsey Westington with that the whole game.
So 279 total rushing yards, 112 passing, as again, Hinker, perfect, 6 of 6. He wins the outstanding back on that performance. And 57 offensive plays, 387 yards here today for Howard. And their 4th state title of the Rummel era and the 5th overall. And again, you knew Howard was going to be tough, strong. They're going to tackle well. And everything that you expected Howard to be is what they were here today.
Yeah, because you look at Woolsey Westington, they threw everything they had at them. They did what they did well, because they're going to pass it some. They're going to run it some. They were effective with that, more with the pass probably. But at the end of the day, just that, you know, that old school type of football that Howard runs, you have to be ready every play. And, you know, you think, oh, I stopped him for 3 yards. That's good. But that's exactly what Howard wanted.
We'll take a look at some individual stats here as the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show continues. Back to the studios for 2 minutes. We'll come back and talk more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. 2 minutes, the 9A championship goes to the Howard Tigers. Your final score, Howard 38, Woolsey Wessington 30. Back to the Dakota Dome for more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show. In 2 minutes on KOKK.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Santel, Egg Takra, Woolsey Wessington School, the City of Woolsey, Cane Creek Outfitters, Buzzin' Coffee, H&S Heating and Cooling, Dakota Environmental Engineering. Best of luck, Warbirds, from the Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Welcome back to Dakota Dome in Vermilion. Matt Watson, Jeff Duffy, Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. Howard Tigers win a state title. Also capping an undefeated season. That puts them at 12-0, a 38-30 win over Woolsey Wessington. The Warbirds took two losses on this season. One was to Parkston, who lost a state championship in the 9AA to Hamlin, and the other one here in this state championship game.
You know, when you looked at the semifinals going into last weekend, there were four teams in 9A. Woolsey Wessington was the only one with a loss. The other three were undefeated. Give Howard credit. They're the lone undefeated team remaining in Class 9A. But Woolsey Wessington showed we aren't going to give you a cakewalk, and they didn't.
Taking a look at the Howard Tigers here. So the Howard Tigers are going to graduate a slew of kids. I talked to Coach Pat Rummel about this in the pregame show. Weston Remmers is a senior. Karsten Hinker is a senior. Lucas Feldhaus is a senior. Trent Feldhaus a senior. Luke Kepsel is a senior. Tate Miller is a senior. Calvin Halverson, Harris Terwilliger, Austin Severson, and Brian Emond, they will graduate all of those. But here's the thing, Jeff. They did that last year, too. They graduated four All-State kids last year, and I think he said six starters, and then came back and did this.
What's what happens when you have a program and, I always vote in the media poll at the beginning of the season. There's a couple of schools in every class, football, volleyball, basketball, whatever. You just know they're going to be somewhere in that top five just because they're always there.
Year in and year out, and the Howard Tigers picking up another state championship here today. Taking a look for the numbers overall for the Tigers today, Karsten Hinker, 6 of 6, 112, 3 touchdowns. Receiving, Luke Kepsel, 4 catches, 100 yards and 2 scores. Lucas Feldhaus, a catch for 2 and a touchdown. Colt Becker, a catch for 10. Rushing, where they did a lot of their damage, Luke Kepsel, 1 for 21. Lucas Feldhaus, 1 for 32. Karsten Hinker, 7 for 37. Weston Remmers, 11 for 32. Colt Becker, 14 for 51. Tate Miller, over 100 yards rushing. He was 15 for 105. And 2 touchdowns. Defensively for the Howard Tigers, Luke Kepsel led them in tackles. He had 7, 5 unassisted, 1 for a loss. He did have one of the 2 sacks in the game. Tate Miller had the other sack. Tate also had a tackle for a loss, and he had 4 total tackles in this game. Calvin Halverson had 8 total tackles, I guess. So he led them for the on the defensive side. And we talked about the punting. They had punted 9 times in 9 times in 11 games leading up to this. And it looked early like we might see more, but they ends up with 2 punts on the day. But the one was a super long one.
Well, yeah. His second punt was, I think, 41 yards, and that brought his average down by about 10 yards.
57 was the long punt there from Carson Hinker. And, again, that's just another thing that led to him winning that outstanding back here today for the Howard Tigers. For the Wolsey Washington Warbirds, they will graduate. All the seniors include Moshe Richmond, Peyton Rainford, Colin Hughes, Ashton Hill, Isaiah Samalier, Keaton Zomer, Harley Roberts, and Damian Doris, all seniors. So, again, a lot of familiar names, and they're going to have to retool next year as well.
But it's always nice to have your quarterback back.
Yeah, and Caleb will be back. Of course, he will be without brother and top receiver Moshe, and they'll have to, I assume, adjust the game plan a little bit. But again, Hayden Hooks and the Wolsey Washington Warbird coaching staff, definitely some work to do here. But like you said about the program, it's the same thing with Wolsey Washington, where if you're going to play football for the Warbirds, you're going to lift, you're going to do this, you're going to, you know, there are parameters. Howard has set this up many, many years ago. You're seeing the fruits of that success. Wolsey Washington, same sort of situation, seeing the fruits of that success.
And it always helps to have a couple of athletes too, or more than a couple.
Taking a look at some of the numbers here for Wolsey Washington offensively today. Caleb ends up 19 to 27, 211, 1 touch, 1 pick. Receiving, Moshe 12 catches, 141, and a touchdown. Colin Hughes 4 catches for 12, Rainford a catch for 21, Hill a catch for 30. Rushing today, Peyton Rainford 6 for 23 and 2 touchdowns. And Caleb Richmond 14 carries, 115 yards, and a score. As we mentioned, defensively, Moshe was Mr. All Over the Place. 17 tackles today for Moshe Richmond. A dozen unassisted, 1 for a loss. He blocked a couple of extra points. So if you're saying each team gets an MVP, Moshe, probably your MVP for Wolsey Washington.
Well, if Wolsey Washington wins this game, Moshe gets at least the MVP. Caleb might make a case for the outstanding back, but bottom line is, yeah, that, you know, his final game as a high school player, Moshe, they'll pull out the poor cliche, left it on the field.
Let's send it back to the studios for 2 minutes, and we'll come back and leave it on the field at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. We're back in 2 minutes to wrap up a Gary's Auto Glass postgame show from a 9A championship game in Vermilion. Your final score, Howard 38. Wolsey Washington 30. 2 minutes on the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show on KOKK.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Stop into Shooter Saloon.